The Hudson Valley Regional Chapter kicked off Thursday outside a Union Hall in Rock Tavern, not far from Newburgh. The regional coalitions consist of business leaders, women's organizations, religious leaders, and labor groups, all trumpeting their support for the Women's Equality Agenda, a 10-point plan Governor Cuomo introduced in his State of the State speech in January. The Reverend Dr. Gawan DeLeu, a pastor at St. Bartholomew's Episcopal Church in White Plains in Westchester County, spoke at the Rock Tavern rally.
Each one of the agenda's 10 points honors the faithful call that recognizes that both men and women are made in the image of God, and that when our laws mandate fairness, our communities are more prosperous, stronger, and healthier.
Milan Bott, co-executive director of the Kingston Office of the Worker Justice Center of New York, spoke about a mother of two who worked more than 80 hours a week at minimum wage at a local steakhouse and who was fired soon after becoming pregnant.
The current state of the law does not allow women like Lorena, pregnant women who are simply trying to get an additional bathroom break or two or a stool to sit on, really modest accommodations. There's no provision right now in the current law, and we want to make sure that changes. She was also the victim of sexual harassment and abuse.
But an attorney says another part of the agenda would outlaw sexual harassment in all workplaces, no matter the size.
In situations where they're experiencing harassment, we don't believe that the size of their workforce should determine whether or not they're entitled to legal protections. Currently, if you have four or less employees, a business is free to engage in sexual harassment, other forms of abuse, and that's simply not right.
In addition to addressing issues of pregnancy discrimination and sexual harassment, the plan includes further protections for domestic violence victims, stronger laws against human trafficking, and what has become a controversial part of the agenda, the Reproductive Health Act. Again, here's Reverend DeLeu.
The Women's Equality Agenda would ensure that abortion remains an issue for doctors, families, and women, and not the state.
Dennis Paust is a spokesman for the New York State Catholic Conference, which opposes what Paust calls an abortion expansion act.
You know, if this was a 9-point agenda, we would be right there with them. And we'd be standing with the governor saying, because we support none of the 10 planks of that platform. But really, this whole women's equality thing is a smokescreen for abortion expansion.
All that this bill will do is codify existing federal law in New York State. Beyond that, nothing changes. So when you hear these rumors and you see these emails flying around, just remember, this just codifies existing federal law.
That's Democratic State Assemblyman James Skoufis, who represents parts of Orange and Rockland counties. He did not speak at the rally, but was there in support. And here's Executive Director of the YWCA for Orange County, Christine Sadowski.
One of the advantages, I believe, of having packaged this together is that we can take the light off of one single issue and really shine a brighter light on the fact that women are still second-class citizens in way too many sectors of New York State society.
Events were held in Buffalo, Hudson, Mineola on Long Island, Rochester, and Schenectady, with more gatherings planned in two other locations next week. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.